예, 저는 테스트만 돼 있어. 아, 네.
저는
테스트만 돼 있어. Yeah, boy Rova, Zorak daf v'nacha agabi yisaidus mahu. He threw a daf, he threw a piece of wood, and it landed agabi yisaidus. Mal, what's talocha? Shulov, Hadamor, Mike, Miboli, what are we talking about? Hanochas chayfetz, the chayfetz landed, v'yasiyas mechitza b'hadi adoni, came together, kosi. That's the shayla. What was the shayla here? The Rashi. Zorak daf agabi yisaidus dako is small pegs like sticking up shein gevoyes yud as the middle of a shusha rabin you add like four pegs poles sticking up and each one is more than yud tvochem high and you threw this piece of board now from a shusha rabin and landed on top of these top of pegs and now this board is 4x4 because the size you say good asik on all four sides like this the mechitzas go down and it has a shem reshusha yachid now. So this board now becomes into a reshusha yachid reshusha rabin. So you threw a piece of wood from a reshusha rabin, and when it lands, since it's landing flat on top of four pegs, that's up yutvachim, the board now becomes a reshusha yachid. So ayichayiv anat. Shrashi, agabi yisaydus dakas small peg, shein gevoyes yud. Each peg is four tvachim high. V'yein rechov is dalet. Each peg by itself is not wide, four tvachim. So each peg by itself is not a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. V'daf zeh rochiv dalet. But this board now that falls on top of it, the board itself is wide, 4x4 tvachim. Asur Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So this board now becomes Rosh Hashanah Yochid. I wear the mechitzas of it. It's easy to say, good aspect, the mechitzas come down. Or else you have to say the board itself does have a rim to it. Maybe the board had some rim to it, that now when standing upwards, we see the rims going down. So we say, good aspect, those mechitzas come down. Is Mao Zakrashi. Lishai Bizrika Zu. Ayichai with this type of Bizrika. You threw the board from Rishusa Rabim, and now when it lands, it becomes Rishusa Yochid. Trash Zatgmort, Shaler is. Mike Miboyle, Hanochas Chayfetz Vyasias Mechitzo. Ba'ad Yadodi Kiyosi. It's coming together. You're making the Mechitzi, you're making the Rishusa Yochid, but at the same time that the Anocher is. Could you be Mechai for the same time or no? All, usually Yechayiv means first you have Rosh Hashanah Yochid and then the Chayfetz lands in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Here, B'shas it landed, it wasn't the Rosh Hashanah Yochid yet. It's only after it landed it became Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So the Gemara, L'chura Hainu, the Rabbi Yechanan. That's Mamas Hashanah we had before Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara, Ki kemi boile l'rova, what's Rova Shaila here? Ki goin d'zora g'daf. You threw a daf, a piece of wood. V'chayfetz agaba. And you had a Chayfetz on top of it. Whereas the shaila of Rabbi Yochanan before was the same shaila. The shaila before was where you throw dirt from Rosh Hashanah Rabim into the bor. Before the case was the bor was exactly yutvachim deep. So it was Rosh Hashanah Yochid. But when you put the dirt, lands on the floor, the dirt now makes the bor less than yutvachim. It's only 10 tvachim. So maybe be potter. That was Rabbi Yochanan's shaila before. Do we say the anoch and the mechitza come together or not? So of course it's the same shaila here also. You're throwing the wood. And it's only after the wood lands that it becomes Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So maybe that's not called a good Hanocha. So that's Rabbi Yochanan Shaila. What are you clearing again? So he says, no, he's be Meisif in the Shaila. So he came born of the Rabbi. What was Rabbi's Shaila? For going to Zorek Daf V'chepetz Agabav. You threw a daf, a piece of wood, like we're talking about, 4x4, and it lands on top of your Yisaidus. But there's a chepetz, there's an apple on top of the board. V'chepetz Agabav, my. Kivun de Bahadi Adodi Kosio. If you want to say Bavasaches, when the board comes down it becomes Rosh Hashanah Yochid, that it's anocha is kanochat chayfetz. The asiyas mechitzas dummy, it's considered like you're making the mechitza. So Rashi v'chayfetz agabo. V'imtim tzoloimu. It means imtim tzoloimu kriyab yochnim. The anochas chayfetz. The asiyas mechitzas bahadi adodim. Loi mechayiv. You're not mechayiv. Since it comes Bavasaches, so Bavasaches you're not mechayiv. A hanocha means it has to land in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Here, b'shas the board landed, it wasn't the Rosh Hashanah Yochid yet. It's only after it landed, it gets to the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So, b'vasachas, we don't consider it like hanocha in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid in your potter. But hocha, here there's a shaylam. Hocha vadei odif. Here it's better. Hocha vadei adaf le mechayid. understand the wood that's falling on top of these pegs, Havadia Potter. Mio, the shiler is a chayfetz malach yuvin. On top of the wood, you have a chayfetz, an apple or a coin, whatever you have. Are you chay for this chayfetz now? So one side is you potter still, because of that pavas achas the mechitzes are coming to make the shus yochid. It's not called hanocha. Oy dilma kivun de loyefsha de loy midla purta. V'ha de nayich when you have a chayfetz on top of a board. Most you have an apple on top of the board. When you throw this board, it's not mistavra, when the board lands and gives a bang, the apple falls up. So Mela, first the board comes down and lands on these four pegs. So the board becomes Rishus HaYochid. So for the board itself, you're potter, because Bavas Achet, it's becoming Rishus HaYochid. And the Anocha, that's potter. But we say the apple has to first like bounce up, then it comes down again. So let's look at it as if first the board landed and became Rishus HaYochid, and now the apple is landing on top of Rishus HaYochid, you'll be chayiv. That's the shayla here. The Gemara Kiva Naiduma Kiva Dloyeshed Le Midla Purta, that the apple first has to jump up a little bit. V'hod Naich, then it lands. Is Kasiyas Mechitza. It blinds us first. We're making a Rishus HaYochid here. First, the board is landing and becoming Rishus HaYochid. Ve'anochet Chayfus Domi, and then the Chayfus lands on top of the board. So you be Chayiv Teiku. That's the new Sofik. Do you say this far or not? Rashi Dloyeshed Le Midli Ha Chayfus Nial Hadaf V'Shas Hanochet Hadaf. Bishas the daf is landing, the apple jumps up a little bit. V'hod anayich, and then the apple lands. As do we say, kasiyas mechitza pereisha, now we can look as if first the Rishus HaYochid became Rishus HaYochid. Since this land, this daf, is landing on the Yisaydis, it becomes Rishus HaYochid. V'hod anachas hachefetz, dummy. And then later, the apple is landing on top of the board. Melichayif, to bishas hanachosoy, when the apple is landing, we can look as if it's a two-stage process. First, the daf is landing, the piece of wood, and becoming Rishus HaYochid, and then later the apple is landing on top of it. Well, we say, no, we don't look at it that way. Since when you're throwing it, you're throwing this board and an apple together, so l'maisa, you're throwing it, pushing the Rishus HaRabim, and it's less than Dal Damis. Now, punk, this board lands on top of your pegs, and the board becomes Rishus HaYochid. But that's called Bavas Achas. It's not considered first you had a Rishus HaYochid and then Hanocha to be Chayiv. No. The Hanocha wasn't in a Rishus HaYochid. Therefore, you're Potter. Who are then the apple is considered attached to the board, just like the board, and you be Potter? I don't mean how this Svarah, since the apple jumps up a little bit first, then it comes down, cannot be Chayiv for the Hanocha. That was Rava Sofik, advised by Teiku. Omar Rava, Pshituli, Mayim Agavi Mayim, Hainu Hanachosim. Like we had before, Joshi Heinemann Chosin, V'yim Notal Mitzoson, V'hoitziu Hevi Akira. You have a bore that's Yutfokim deep, even if the middle Rishus HaRabim, it becomes Rishus HaYochid. Since the bore itself, the well here, is Yutfokim deep, 4x4, it has a shame Rishus HaYochid. Let's say you have water there, and you pick up the water and carry it to Rishus HaRabim, Yechayiv. The shaila is either water in the well is also moving around. So maybe water on top of water is not considered the makam munach. It's not called nach. But the halacha to be chayiv for Shabbos is you have to make an akira. You have to first pick up a chayfetz and then put it down. An akira always means from a makam anochem. Means the sitter of the safe has to be first resting. Has to be munach. Now if I pick it up, that's called an akira. Let's say the chayfetz is moving around and you come and take it. That's not called an akira. Let's say somebody's walking with a chayfetz. And you, while he's walking, you take it from him. It's not considered you made an akira, because that chayfut was not resting. Here the shaila is the top water. Why is the water chayiv? Maybe it's considered moving around on top. That's the svara no. Mayim agabi mayim hanon achosim. That's a derech water to be on top of water. 5, 6, 7 inches of water. It's all considered like one body. And we look as if all this water is resting in this well, in this ditch now. So all the water is considered resting. So if you pick up some water from the top and carry it outside your chayiv, that's frita. Zmayim agabi mayim hanam anachosim. Egos agabi mayim, what about if you have a nut floating on top of this water? Because you have this ditch here, and you have water inside the ditch, and the nut is floating on top of it. Lav hanam anachosim, you'll be potter. If you pick up this nut and carry it outside until Rosh Hashanah, you're potter. Because when the nut was floating around in the water, that's not called a makamunach. It's not resting there. So Mela can't have a shem makira. You're not picking up. You're not making a kiri. Trashi lav hainu anachosin. V'yim not l'misham lav akiri. If you pick up this knot from this well, from this ditch, you potter. Boy, you rove a klet rove a shallow though. Egois bekli. Let's say you have a knot inside a cup, inside a kli, inside a dish. O kli tzafa gami mayim. And the dish is floating on top of the water. Mahu. How do we look at this knot? And now you go down to the well and pick up the knot, pick up the egos, take it outside. How do we look at the egos? Mi yamrina, do we say, vasar egos are leading. Look at the knot itself. V'hunach, it itself is resting. The knot is in the plate, so it's resting in the plate, just like a plate will be on the table. And you have knots inside it. Or be called munach, now that the plate is floating on the water, so what? The plate maybe is floating, but the egos itself is resting there. Mele, you pick off the egos, yichayiv. I do my name, Vasa Kli Ad Lidin. It looks like one thing. The knot and the Kli are together. So since the Kli is floating on the water, it's not a Maka Munach, who would then just picking up the eggs also be put in? Vola Nayak Teku. This rubber blinds by Teku. Right. Shemen Agabi Yain. What about if you have a jar of, or a bore full of yain, and on top of the yain you put Shemen. The Shemen is floating on top of the yain. And now, right, this bore is the Rishus HaYochid. You go down to the bore and pick up the top shemen and take it out to Rishus Rabin. Are you chayiv or not? So we consider the shemen floating on top of wine, is that yain, is that considered like one body and it's called munach? Or it's considered like two separate bodies? The yain is one body and the shemen is another body. So the shemen is only floating on top of the yain, it's not called makam hanochem. So the Gemara machlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Menur Rabbonin. The Solon machlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Menur and the Rabbonin. The Tznan, we learned. Shemen shetzaf agab yain. You have oil that's floating on top of yayin. V'nogat full yayin b'shemen. A full yayin, a tamadik, a person, touches the shemen. Halacha is a full yayin, whatever he touches becomes tummy. He can only make a rishon l'tumah. When the shemen now touches the yayin, it can't be matam of the yayin anymore. A rishon doesn't make a sheni. It's like pasul. Because a full yayin only is pasul something. Pasul means it itself becomes tummy, but it can't be matam of something else. That's the koich of a tful yoyim. A tful yoyim means somebody that was tum and he went to the mikveh already. Just he has to wait till Erev Shemesh. So even though he went to the mikveh, if he touches truma, he passes it. It itself becomes tummy. But this shemen can't be metama the yayin. So it's machoikis. Noga tful yoyim b'shemen. Loi posel el shemen. Does have the tanakama. Only the shemen becomes posel. Because we look as if there are two bodies here. There's a body of shemen. There's a body of shemen and there's a body of yayin. So you touch the shemen, only the shemen is possible, not the yayin. We have Yechon ben Nuri yayin there. Yechon ben Nuri says shnehem apostle. He says both of them are potter. Why? Shnehem chibur zel zer. Because you look as if the shemen and the yayin is like one body. If it's one body, so the tful yayin touched the shemen, it's as if it touched the yayin also. Therefore, the whole thing is possible. So the same machlokes will be for the Shabbos. If we consider the shemen and the yain like one body, so if you pick up the top shemen, yichayiv. Because if it's one body, this whole body is munach on the ground. But the Tanakama, that we look at the shemen by a body by itself, and the yain is a body by itself. So just like when the tful yain touches the shemen, only the shemen is tomei and not the yain. But what did for hanocha, for akiri, you'll be potem. By picking up the shemen, it's a body by itself. Is this shemen resting? No, it's floating on top of yain, you'll be potem. That the shemen on top of the wine comes like one body. V'nifso, so it's full yain, just touch the shemen, the whole thing becomes possum. Af hayayin, l'inyin Shabbos nami, the rabbonin have v'lei kegoiz agabi mayim. Let's rabbonin the two separate bodies. Well, the rabbi yechon have v'lei kemayim agabi mayim is considered like one body, and meila, you'll be chayi for Shabbos. Omer rabbi, bo b'rishus harabim. You have a bor, a ditch, in the middle of rishus harabim, amuka, asoro, or rechova, shmoina. It's mamash agzunti rishus hayochid. It's 10 tefachim deep, and for rishus hayochid, you only need 4 tefachim. Here it happens to be double size. It's mamash 8 by 8. It's 8 tefachim by 8 tefachim. A geshmak in rishus hayochid. Now, v'zorak l'toichim achzolis. You throw mats, or like mechitzis, into this bor, chayiv. As if the mat falls straight down on the floor, so pshit yechayiv, you threw it from Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid, avad yechayiv on Shabbos. Strashi v'zorak l'teichem achzolus, mishum seifa nokat leim. There's no chiddush in the Reisha. The chiddush is in the seifa. The boy of the main, like Basun says, Dr. Mavaita, chilko b'machzolus potter. But lo yitzui, when you threw these mats into the boy, you didn't throw the mat to fall down onto the floor, so you threw the mat like a mechitza to stand straight up. the map came falling down right smack in the middle of the berm, and it divides the berm too. Mamas like a mechitza, like a piece of canvas, a wall of a canvas, fell into the berm and divided in half. So now you have one side of the berm here and one side of the berm here. Now, since the berm metchilu was exactly 8 by 8, when you have something come in the middle, each side is less than 4 by 4 now. You don't have any more 4 tzvachim here, and you don't have 4 tzvachim here. Obviously, there's no more Rishos HaYachidah anymore. When this mat, this mechitza-like, fell into the bor, it divided in half, so you have less than 4 tzvachim on this side, and less than 4 tzvachim on this side. So there's no more Rishos HaYachidah. So are you chayiv in case, or are you potent in such a case? As before the mat fell into here, it was Rishos HaYachidah. When the mat comes down, it makes it no more Rishos HaYachidah. How do we look at it? That was the shayla. What did it say? Chilka v'machtela zok the brisa potter, your potter, even though it was the Rishus HaYochid, but when it came down mavat achet, it was mavatol the mechitzes, your potter for Shabbos. So Drashi mishum seifa noket lei, the boy lemeima chilka v'machtela is potter. That's a chiddush. When you throw the mat down straight in the middle, then it becomes like a dividing point between the two parts. Each part is less than dal tzvachim, your potter. Lashmina da nochatz chefetz. When this mat, this mechitza came down, the silik mechitza, the hadodi, even though it came of asachas, that you divided up this rishus yochid to make it no more mechitzas, still your potter. For ocho silik mechitza, here it's considered like you're taking away the mechitza of the rishus yochid. The zil hocho lekabo, look on this side of the mat, there's no more four tvachim. The zil hocho lekadal, and here there's no more four. The botzle uve mokim machzolus. The machzolus has some thickness to it. Let's say it's 2 inches thick. So this 2 inches takes away each side from the dal tvachim, so you don't have Rishus HaYochid anymore. That's the chiddush. That's a bayit chiddush that you put in such a case. So it's Gemara. La baya de pshita le de machzeles mevat la mechitza. A bayit that says poshid you potter when you throw this mechitza into the bor, since it's dividing the bor up, is kol shchein chulya de mevat la mechitza. Avada Rabbi Yechon and Shalom before would also be poshed your potter. Rabbi Yechon and Shalom before we had was where you have a bor that's exactly yutvachim deep. It's called Rishus HaYochid. Now you take up a shovel full of dirt from Rishus HaRabim, made akir from Rishus HaRabim, and you throw it into this bor. Now when the dirt lands on the floor, it makes the floor rise. There's no more yutvachim in the bor. The bor is not a Rishus HaYochid anymore. So Yechon before was Mesupak, like Yechayiv in such a case or not. Do we look as if first the dirt lands in the Rishus HaYochid Yechayiv, and then later it looks as if there's no more Rishus HaYochid? Or no, it comes about that as Yipotter. Yechon before was Mesupak in this. So tomorrow, if Abaye is Poshida, when you throw Machzelis Yipotter, Pshitu Pshitu, when you throw dirt, also Yipotter. We'll soon see why dirt is better. Because dirt you Mavatlet there. Dirt you have that to leave there. So the dirt mamash becomes part of the floor, as if the floor is not a Rishus HaYochid anymore. Machzelis, though, it's not right to say that way. A mat you threw into the bor, it's going to fall down in a day or two. You take it away in a day or two. So a maduch abayi says this machzelis, that's not going to stay too long. When it comes down, we look as if it's divided up. There's no more rishus yochid in your potter. So avada, when you throw dirt into the bor, that you want that dirt to stay there, that it's not going to be a rishus yochid anymore. Pshit to your potter. That's what I say. According to abayi, pshit to your potter. So tomorrow, by the Rabbi Yechonin. But according to Rabbi Yechonin, Rabbi Yechonin before, blind by suffolk by taker, what's the locha? When you throw this dirt into this bor, that's yutvachim deep. Now the dirt makes the bor less than yutvachim, there's mesupik if you're pottering out. So the Gemara b'zoi, machzeles pshitet le mevatla mechitzosen. Or b'zoi Rabbi Yechonin, lo pufa kerfen abaya. Elodo, when you throw these mats, pshita, you'll be chayim. Because since the mat, like we're saying, is not a zat that's going to stay there, you're going to take away this mat in a day or two. So it's zichin not mevatel mechitza. The Yechon only had a suffix when you throw dirt into the bor. Dirt you're going to leave there. So when the dirt comes down, it takes away from the mechitzas. There he had a suffix. But over here by machzolis, you're going to take it away. Pshita yechayim. So Rashi, k'dechol shchein chuyah the silik mechitza vadi have been batle. Rabbi Yechon machzel pshita led loy mevatle. Why? Tinami armin a silik mechitza anachas chavetz gadoli poter hochi chayim loy mevatle. Here you're not going to leave the machzolis, the mats, in this bor. You didn't mean to leave it there to mamish to divide up the bor in half. Hilkach lav silik mechitzi. Since it's oimet to take away these mats, you're not going to leave it there. It's not considered like you mevatle the walls of the Rishus HaYochid. So here, pshit you bichayv according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan only has a suffix when you throw dirt into the boar. Since you're going to leave the dirt to him, let's look as if the dirt takes away the rishus yochid, so you potter. Since first the dirt lands, it landed in the rishus yochid, and afterwards like takes away the shame rishus yochid. V'yom Rabbi, Rabbi is saying another chiddush. Bob rishus rabim. You have a boar in rishus rabim. Amuka asore, it's a good rishus yochid, it's 10 tfochim deep, urechova arbo. And it's not much a good rishus yochid, but malaya mayim, it's not empty this boar, it's full of water. What's the law? The Zorak Letoicha, and you throw something, an apple, from Rishus Rabin, and it goes into this boar, you should know Yechayiv. Even though Luchur, you don't have Mechitzis Avi Rishus Yochid, there's no Avir in this boar that goes down Yud, it's full of water. The Chiddush is water doesn't take away the Mechitzis of Rishus Yochid. Water doesn't about the Mechitzis. So Rashi, the Zorak Letoicha, Rishus Rabin, Midi Denayich, could go in Evin Emayim. You throw something that lands inside either more water or a stone. It's Chayiv. For lo yarminas the drashi kivin the mali hu. Since this boar is filled to the top with water, let's only have a rishus yochid. The mavat lo mechitzas. Maybe the water makes as if there's no more mechitzas here. That you don't say. Pshita yichayim. Abazok tabaya malaya peris. Let's say you have this ditch in rishus rabin that should have been a rishus yochid, but now you filled it up to the top full of peris. It's full of apples there. The Zorach, the Teichai, now you throw something else into this boar, on the top part of the boar, you should know you're potter. You're not chayiv anymore. Because this boar doesn't have a shem rishus yochid anymore. Since it's not usable right now, you have teres filled up to the top, we don't see the mechitzas there, it's not a rishus yochid. My timer, what's the chilek? Mayim lo mevatel mechitzosim. Water is not mevatel the mechitzas. Either because you can go through the water, or you can see the mechitzas, water doesn't have a chshivas to mevatel the mechitzas. We look as if it's a rishus yochid now. But peiris, you can't see through the peiris. You can't use it there. It's full to the top. So that's mevatel the mechitzas. Trashi, malaya peiris, potter. The bottle mechitzas kilo malaya offer. It's as if you filled up the ditch to the top with dirt. Pshita, if you had a ditch that was dalat tvachim wide and yud tvachim deep, and you filled it up with dirt, and now you throw something on top of the dirt, pshita your potter. It's not called rishus yochid anymore. You have no more mechitzas. They say the same for applies here also with Paris. When you fill it up with Paris, it's finished. But Tanya and Amiyoch are the same Raya, even though it's a little chilek. Because offer of Avadi, you have das to leave there. But Paris is a chidish. Because Paris, you don't have das to leave the apple there, lilum void. You're only storing the apples there now. Avad, in a few days, you'll take it away. So let's say, since it's Oymah to take away, we still see the mechitzas. That's the chidish, no. Since now the boar is filled to the top, you can't have any other use here, it's not called Rishus Yochid. Martani Namiyoch, you have a right for this also. Hazerik min hayam li istriyotya. You throw from the yam to Rishus Rabin, istriyot, that's a mokum where a lot of people are. Sadrashi min hayam li istriyot, that means mikamlet Rishus Rabin. Potter, istriyot, who starts you? That's a big marketplace, everybody comes together. But the ocean itself is not a Rishus Rabin, because people don't go over it, the Rabin doesn't go through it, it hasn't been karmelis. So if you throw from, you're swimming in the ocean, and you throw something into Rishus Rabim, you potter midiraisa. Well, minister ol yam, you throw fakir from the Rishus Rabim into the yam, also you potter midiraisa. Reb Shimon Oimer, im yesh b'mokim shezorak, omak asoro, v'rochav arbachayim, if you're throwing from Rishus Rabim an apple into the yam. Now, the mokim where you're throwing it, there's a ditch in the yam. There's a mokim omuk that's yutfochim deep, and rochav arbo, it has a shem rishus yochid then yichayim. To see a chiddush, even though it's filled up with water, water is not the vata of the mechitzis, even though it's the middle of the yam. But if in the yam there's a ditch there that's yutvachim deep, wide dalad, it's called rishus yochid. And if you throw an apple from rishus rabim into it, yichayim. So you just see this much svara that water is not the vata of the mechitzis. So drashim shimon ayim yesh biyam b'mokim shazara gumam yichedis. Levada, there's mamish one hole in the yam. Amuka sorry, it's deep. Yutfachim v'ruchava dal, it's wide dal. Tfachim shusi yachad yatzmihi. So you have a kishay yam. It's not like the rest of the yam. Afagav, the yam nami omeku. Even though the yam itself is very deep, over that's not called rishus yochid. The shail is why isn't the yam called rishus yochid? Because some said so it can't see the mechitzas. Even though the yam starts to go down. Let's say the whole yam is down yud. The whole yam should be rishus yochid. Some say since they're so far away, you can't see the mechitzes. It's not called mechitzes, or else it's maslaka that comes down slanty. It's not called mechitzes. The yam itself doesn't have a shame mechitzes. Over here, from one place, there's a ditch that's Omok Yud, that's called Rishus Yochid. Over Shaminim and Rav Shimon, the Mayilim of Atan Mechitzim. I'll call upon you have a riot from Rav Shimon that water in the ditch is not Mavatol the Mechitzis. It's so considered Rishus Yochid. To the other Svara of Rabbi, we don't have a riot. That's a Maya Svara. That the ditch is full of Paris, even though it's aimed to take away the Paris, it's Mavatol the Mechitzis. And if you throw something out from Rishus into this bor, your potter doesn't have a Shem Rishus Yochid anymore. You're Mavatol the Mechitzis. Yeah, it's a Carmelis. A Yam is only called a Carmelis. Yeah. Midraitza bimutim. The Rabbonin, it's also them. So the Rabbonin, it's also to carry Dal Damas and the Carmelis. So you're throwing away Dal Damas, it's also the Rabbonin. And Midraitza, it's mutim. So the Mishnah. Hazorik Arba Amis Bekoisi. Famous Mishnah we had all the time. If you're standing in Rishus Rabbin, and there's a wall in the middle of Rishus Rabbin, and you're standing away Dal Damas, and you throw a chayfet dal damas to the wall, is lamalum yasara tvochim, if the chayfet lands on top of the wall, which not on top, but on the part of the wall, that's more than you tvochim off the ground, your potter. Is kazurik biavir. It's if you stomp through it in the avir, lamalum yud, it's not called rishus rabim. Lamatim yasara, but let's say it landed, like we'll see in the Gemara, one on the yomah, you threw a date, and it got stuck on the wall. If it got stuck on the wall, which is less than Yitzchokim from the ground, has considered it was Munach in the Rishus Rabbim, and then Yechayim. The Mati Masur Tzochim, Kizorik Boretz, and then Yechayim. As the Mishnah Poshid, Azorik Boretz, Abamas is Chayim. You know, if you're standing in Rishus Rabbim, and you throw a Chayfus, and it lands 4 amas away from you, Yechayim. There's such a Tolda called Zerika. And the Mishnah is treated we had all the time. We had that's Mishnah a long time already. So the Gemara. Akasha of Aholai Nach. If you throw something along the wall, and it's just a rabbin, usually when you throw something along the wall, it bounces back. So what do you mean it landed gavoya yud? Or less than yud, hola nacha didn't rest there. His avmin is, you stand like through a ball against the wall. So it's saying, since it reached more than yud, you potter, if it reached the battle of matam yud yichayim, hola nacha, the ball didn't let rest in the wall. It bounced back. And the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yechon gives a teretz, the Mishnah is talking about you have a nice fat date. So when you throw it against the wall, it gets stuck on the wall. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It could be. That's the next Mishnah. We'll say, yeah. But I call upon him here, you didn't throw down Ramas, though. It went to the wall, it depends where it lands. Let's say you stand like here. That's what you throw. You throw it there and it comes, lands back to you. You putter. You only chayv if it landed dal damas away from you.
So even the stopping for a second,
that's not called nach. No. Yes, that's the kasha. It didn't rest. And if the Gemara did rest, talking about you threw, Rabbi Yechon says you threw a devela shemein, a fat date, that it got squashed into the wall, and that's why it's called munach there. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Omer Rav Chiya, zorek lamala miyasora. If you threw something lamala miyasora, v'holcho v'nocho b'chur, and it landed in the hole of the wall. Now, you have a wall, a tall wall of Rishus Rabbim, and you threw something into the wall, and it landed in a chur, in a hole in the wall. It's kolshu, even though the hole is very, very small, it's not so poshi yipotter. When does the Mishnah say if it goes lamalam yud yipotter? That's if it lands on the face of the wall. On the face of the wall, it's considered like above the Rishus Rabbim, and since it's more than yutfachim off the Rishus Rabbim, it's a mokum through yipotter. But here it landed in the hole in the wall itself. So we have to know what din does this hole have. Does this hole have a same Rishus Yochid? You'll be chayiv. If it's not a Rishus Yochid, you potter. Now what is the tolin? Is Zot Techidish Bonu lo machlekes remeyev rabonin. This comes into the machlekes remeyev rabonin. The lach is, if you have a hole in the wall, if the hole itself would be roch of dal, it would be wide yud tvachim, you'd be called Rishus Yochid. And since Lamais is gavoya yud, and it's wide 4x4, that's called Rishus Yochid. Here the shell is, what about if you have a small hole in the wall? The wall, the hole itself is less than Roch of Dalin. But we're talking about a nice thick wall, that the wall itself, let's say, is thick, solid, 5x5 Tvachim. It's a solid wall. Just the hole right now is a little hole, not a half of Tefach. It's a machlokes now that we say Chotikin. Chotikin would mean there's a small hole now. But since there's a nice thick piece of wood there, that you could hollow out this wood to make it into Rishus Yochid, one man the other says, we look as if it's hollowed out, and it gets a shame Rishus Yochid. So the Gemara, if you have benacha b'chur kolshu, it lands in a small hole on the wall. Is bona la machlekes remeiv rabbonis? Told the machlekes remeiv rabbonis. Lireb meiv diyom machlekekin lahashtim. A tremendous chiddush. If you have a nice thick piece of wall, a thick piece of wood, and it has a small hole, but since if you could hollow out this hole to make it into the size of dal by dal shusiyachid, it has a dim shusiyachid now also. Meili yemachayiv. We look as if it's hollowed out. It has a shem Rishus Yochid, so you threw from Rishus Rabin into Rishus Yochid Yechayiv. The Rabbana though the Yamri ain't Chaytik in the Hashem. We don't say that Svarim. You have a small hole here now. This hole is less than, it's not wide for Tzvachim. It's only wide a half of an inch. Even though there's place to hollow it out, but Kozeman, you didn't hollow it out, we don't look like it was hollowed out. Ain't Chaytik in the Hashem. It's made of Lenechayiv. Since it landed on that small hole doesn't have a shem Rishus Yochid. And since it's Lamala Meyud, it's called a Makam Tur, Meli Lipotin. Shrashi Remeyev Rabbonin, Yisugu Bechokkin Lahashtim Perakam of the Yuma, or the Ervin. The Remeyev the Yom Achokkin Lahashtim, Bim Makaymoi, Yisay Chokkin Lahashtim.